Early voting for the August 14th primary election is underway. Voters now have just over 6 weeks to cast a ballot in the major party contests for statewide and legislative races in Vermont, as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Here in Vermont, you have 45 days before the primary and general elections to vote. Compare that to a national average of 19 days. It's a big enough difference that the National Conference of State Legislatures says Vermont has the most generous early voting law of any state in the country. Secretary of State Jim Kondo says he strongly supports Vermont's early voting system because many people are busy during the summer months and the system gives them a lot of flexibility to vote.
A lot of people during that 6 weeks period will be on vacation or whatever, and this gives them an opportunity to ensure that they can cast their ballot.
And Kondo says there are many ways for a voter to receive an early ballot.
The beauty of it is that people can actually request a ballot from their town clerk by phone, by email. They can walk in and vote. They can do it online. The only caveat is that all the ballots must be mailed back to the town clerk and be received by 7 p.m. on election day.
In Montpelier, City Clerk John Odom is also a strong supporter of the early voting system.
You make it as easy as possible for people to exercise this, you know, fundamental right, then I think that's a good thing. We should be expanding access to as many voters as possible so as many voters as possible feel not only that they logistically can exercise their right, but they feel welcome to.
Odom thinks early voting helps increase voter turnout when there's a race that people care about. He says the town meeting presidential primary in 2016 is a perfect example. That's when Senator Bernie Sanders was running in Vermont's Democratic presidential primary election.
We had an enormous turnout of early ballots. 45% or so of the votes that we tallied in this office were early. I have got to believe that's a lot of people who simply weren't going to come to the polls or weren't going to make it.
Secretary of State Kondo says voters need to remember that once a person has returned a ballot to their town clerk, they have officially voted. This means they can't request another ballot, even if there's an unexpected development in a particular race. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.